Whining is an indication of a heart problem, and it often indicates belief errors or thinking errors in children. What we want to do when we see a symptom of whining is we want to go beyond just the behavior change, which says stop whining, and we want to try to understand what's going on behind the scenes inside this child's life. What can we do to help this child make some internal adjustments so that we can get rid of whining and complaining, not just now, but for the rest of their lives?
See, whining is focusing on a problem. It's saying, I'm miserable and I want you to know about it. And that's not really a helpful response when you're uncomfortable with the situation. We want to help children not have that victim mentality, but be solvers rather than just whiners.
When children whine, they're basically saying, if I'm unhappy, I have the right to make others miserable. That is a belief error inside of a child. A child has a responsibility to contribute to the positive emotional atmosphere in the environment. Children need to be thinking about that all of the time. They can't just be thinking about their own needs. Whining is a very selfish response to viewing problems in life. But we can't just say stop being selfish. We want our children to think differently about how to handle life situations.
Because if children are believing that I'm unhappy and it's your job to solve it and make me happy, we've got to change some things down in the heart level first before we're going to see their behavior change. We need to address those thinking errors that children have. It's not a parent's responsibility to keep a child happy. We need to be working with the child, helping them see there's a different response they need to have.
Now, we can do this sometimes by talking to children. We can sometimes do this by giving a consequence. However, I would suggest that there are some other ways that can help children learn how to not complain and not whine. I think that some of this is habits that they develop, and we can build new habits by the way that we respond to their complaining or their whining. I think that when children experience frustration, then that can be a good thing. A little frustration is great for kids because it teaches them how to overcome the obstacle and solve the problem for themselves.
The child needs to be motivated, though, to overcome that problem. If they're in the habit of just voicing their problems and the parent coming to the rescue to solve the problem, then they develop that mindset that, you know, I'll just tell you my problems and you can solve them all. That's not the right mindset we want our children developing.
Imagine you're sitting at the table and your son looks down and he says, I don't have a fork. What's your response going to be? If your response is, oh, okay, I'll go get one for you, then that may be solving their problem unnecessarily. It's a very kind thing to do, but it's not necessary, and sometimes children can solve their own problems. You might simply say, oh, you're right, look at that, and then be quiet. Or if your child says, I want some ketchup, you might say, okay, and then be quiet. That silence that takes place in the next few moments communicates a very important message that says, you've got a problem, it looks like you can solve it, go ahead and take on the challenge and do it. What we're again doing is transferring responsibility to the child so the child realizes their emotional response to life or their perspective of life is up to them. They can choose to be happy or they can choose to be sad, they can choose to solve the problem or they can choose to just sit and complain about it, but we're not going to participate in that kind of victim mentality.
As children learn to solve problems for themselves, they begin to take it on and look for solutions and act upon the problems. They develop a self-confidence that I can handle this. This is okay. I can handle the problem because I've got a solution and I can move forward. That kind of self-confidence is very helpful for children as they're growing.
They not only develop that self-confidence, but they realize that it's inappropriate for them to sit around and complain about life. There's a lot of adults who complain about life. When we teach our children not to complain and whine about the problems that they experience in life, we're teaching them some very important things. Yes, it might be hot outside, and yes, we might have to sit out here for a while in order to complete the task that we're trying to do, but there's nothing else we can do about it. So sometimes we can't solve the problem of being hot. We just have to accept the fact that we're hot without making other people miserable. We're trying to teach children how to address each part of this complaining and whining problem.
So we're actually equipping them still to be in charge of their own emotions, to be self-responsible for the things that are going on, not just complaining and expecting other people to solve their problem or making other people feel uncomfortable, but you're responsible for your responses, and that's helpful. We're going to be contributing here to making other people feel better.
Look at whining and complaining as an opportunity to help children think differently, act differently, and develop new patterns of relating.